Okay, so this is a status update on what happened in the SIB overload control design team. These are the members of the design team. Nothing changed since the last meeting.
Next slide.
I have submitted an update of the overload design draft. Essentially, there are no major changes. There were a few, three new sections. Was the section that's new is on fairness. There's a section on performance metrics, and there's a section on message prioritization. There was a little bit of text added to the security sections, which was essentially empty before, and some edits throughout the text. Next slide. So what's missing for this document is actually the performance metrics that were introduced in this version are not fully reflected in the discussion of the different overload control mechanisms, so that needs to be restructured a little bit. But apart from that, I think the document is pretty much ready and complete.
You know what, let's go ahead and pause here for a minute just to talk about finishing this particular document before he goes into the model. So this document also should be pretty close to being finished in the working group. And so we'd like to let people know that the idea is we're probably going to go ahead and do working group last call on it. Volker has a few more changes to make, and then we're going to do working group last call on this document. So for people to be aware, as soon as the updates go out, we're going to start the working group last call so we can hopefully get this document done, and then we'll, whatever process we're going to do, then we're going to talk about doing the solution part. There are already some documents mingling around about solutions. Hadriel, you have something to say?
For the solution part, are we going to split that into a separate working group?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. This is just the model, the problem statement and the model. Exactly.
Okay. So then I have a few slides on some of the results that the overload design team has created. Essentially, we're looking, this is all stuff that I've presented at the last meeting already. We're looking into rate-based, loss-based, window-based, and overload signal-based overload control. This is all explained in the draft. In the last meeting, the results that I had shown was that essentially the performance of all those mechanisms is pretty similar in steady state simulations that we have done. Of course, we looked into simulations with varying network conditions that they have an impact on the performance, but there's no major difference between the different mechanisms that we have. So what we wanted to do for this meeting, and these are the results that I have on the next couple of slides, is actually to look into transient scenarios where we have changes in offered load, changes in the number of neighbors, and we look into fairness. Okay, next slide. So these are simulation results that were created by AT&T, and they compare some of the rate-based and window-based overload control mechanisms. Actually, it's rate-based, window-based, and loss-based overload control mechanisms. And the results that we got from all of those mechanisms are very similar. So even in transient simulations, there are no major differences that we're seeing here between the different overload control mechanisms. Okay, so these are simulation results that we have created at Bell Labs. Again, in those two graphs, we're comparing loss-based versus rate-based feedback. We have a curve that shows the offered load, so we have an increase, and on the right side, the scenario is slightly more complex, and we see that essentially both of those mechanisms that we've looked into work really well, and they just cap the load exactly at where we want it to be. So there are no major differences here. These are simulation results that were created by Columbia, again we have two load scenarios. The left one is a little simpler. The right one is a little. We have two different levels of load, and we have a lower increase. And again, it compares two window-based overload control mechanism and a rate-based. And the performance that we're getting here is they all perform very well, and there are no major differences here. Okay, next slide. And these are, again, simulation results these are results that are created by Sonus Networks. Again, we're looking into two different scenarios. The left one uses loss-based overload control, and the right one uses an overload signal-based overload control mechanism. And again, the performance of those two is very similar. and they both work well. Okay, this is a scenario where we've looked into what happens if we change the number of senders. So in this case, we had our topology with two core proxies and five edge proxies. And what we're doing here is we're just turning on the edge proxies one after the other. So we're starting out with one, and then we're turning on the second, third, and fourth. And each of those edge proxies generates the same amount of load into the system. And then we're turning them off again. We are comparing what we call the rate-based fixed. It's essentially, in this case, all proxies are configured with the number of neighbors. So we're using a fixed number here, and irrespective of who's actually sending, they're all splitting the load evenly, and this is exactly what we're seeing in the yellow curve. So there's no surprise. Only if all those proxies send, we're actually getting up to the capacity limit, because every proxy allocates a fixed amount of capacity for each of its neighbors. If those neighbors don't send, those capacity is essentially not used. In the rate-aware case, this is a rate-based overload control where the proxies are actually trying to detect how many active neighbors they have, and so they're splitting the load only between the neighbors that are actually sending. And as soon as we get a new neighbor, there's a little bit of time till that's needed for convergence, and then again we're up at the capacity limit. And we have a loss-based mechanism that essentially says, well, it's essentially distributing the load across all senders, and it's just sending every sender receives the same amount of loss that they should throw away during an overload condition. So we're essentially working at the capacity limit here. Okay, this is a simulation that was done by Columbia University, and it's looking into different fairness criteria. Again, it's a very similar scenario where we have edge proxies that are starting to transmit. In this scenario, those edge proxies are actually transmitting a different level of load. So we have proxies that are sending a lower amount of load, and then we have proxies that are sending more and more. On the left side, this is a fairness policy where we have provider-centric fairness, which essentially means every proxy is allowed to send the same amount of traffic, irrespective of how many users or how much traffic the proxy is actually seeing. So the load is split evenly across the different edge proxies, and this is exactly what's happening here on the left side. On the right side, every proxy throws away the same percentage of messages. So essentially, in the right side, every call has the same chance of getting through, no matter where it's coming in. And so again, the distribution here depends on the amount of load a proxy is actually sending into the system, and it's proportionally scaled down. So we have fairness for each individual call. Okay, so these are some conclusions from these simulation results. It seems in all the simulations that we've done so far, there's very little difference between rate, loss, window, or signal-based mechanisms. Of course, we're seeing a lot of differences between different overload control algorithms that we're using to generate feedback. Parameter settings are important, but those algorithms is probably not something we want to standardize. What we're interested in from a protocol perspective is actually figure out what the right feedback is we should convey across the protocol. So some of the next steps in the design team, there are a few additional transient scenarios that are interesting to look into. I think we probably want to do that. We certainly want to get the overload design draft finalized and done, as Mary had said, as quickly as possible. And I think we have spent quite a bit of time on looking at different simulations and scenarios. So I actually think it's time to work on a solution for this problem.
Robert, you have a comment, or you're just pausing there? Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to put up two slides for the proposals that we have. The first slide is a slide I've received from Charles, and the second one is one for our proposal. This is an event package that enables the instantiation of filters in proxies. So one example is that if you have a hotline and you know there are a lot of calls coming in for this hotline, you can actually instantiate filters in your network that filter out the traffic that is going towards this hotline very early on, so that those calls wouldn't even get into the network. And there are other use cases for the filters as well.
Okay. Oh, they have it fancy. Sorry. Oh. There
okay.
We go.
And the second draft I'd like to mention is the one where we're sending feedback that's from a server to the upstream neighbor. The feedback is essentially conveyed in SIP responses. There's a new VIA header parameter, and it enables the server essentially to insert feedback or as soon as there's an overload, then the feedback is conveyed to the upstream
okay.
neighbor. That's basically it.
Okay, Henning, yeah.
Yeah, just to emphasize that these two drafts solve rather different problems, so they're not in competition with each other. They are addressing very different deployment scenarios, and they can actually, to some extent, the first one, the event-based one, can prevent some of the things, so you don't have to do the CRUDA version, because by the time you get there, you're pretty close to the source. You're pretty close to the destination, of that. So ideally, for some of the events that you can predict, you should probably be doing the first one. If that fails, this is a fuse mechanism which just rejects stuff close to the destination.
Okay, and that might actually be a good idea to go ahead and write a draft up on that, on how those two different models where these apply, unless it's clearly stated.
Can you
in the
speak closer
well,
to the microphone?
Well, okay, sorry. You're explaining that these really fit two different kind of problem spaces,
yes.
right? So it might be good either we need to make sure it's clear in both those documents, the different problem spaces, or write maybe a higher level document that more clearly yeah. describes the problem
and we
spaces.
Can,
yeah.
I think some of this is actually in the event package draft. There's in the beginning that says
in beginning of event
package
draft.
And
so
fine.
We can
okay.
probably just do a mutual kind of cross-reference
exactly.
rather than creating
okay.
more documents.
That's fine. Sure. Okay, let's go ahead and keep the discussion, the solution stuff a little bit short, because we'll do that in the other venue at some point in time. Yeah, Janet and then Pedro.
This is more a presentation question. This is a subject I'm very interested in, and I spend a lot of time looking at the results of simulations and graphs and so forth, and all I can say is they're pretty pictures, and you say they're good results, but you know, I spent some time looking at it earlier, and I can't figure out why one goes this way and one goes that way and what
well.
It is it's showing. And it's not covered in the document. Is there some? It's not appropriate for this audience to go over each of those in detail because there isn't time, but is there somewhere that there's enough of an explanation that I can figure out what I'm looking at?
Some of those results are actually presented in papers. I think
yes.
the ones that I have here might not be published yet, but I'd be happy to discuss in
yes.
emails. And, yeah.
At least two papers, one ICMP paper, one IPTCOM paper, which go in much more detail as to what's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
okay.
you. And that was Janet Gunn.
Yeah. Volker, did you get that? If you could post the known references to the list, that would
yeah.
be good. Yeah. Yeah. And then, Hadrian?
No.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Just wanted to comment again that we're not here to talk about the solutions, right? That's going to be in a separate working group.
Correct.
Good.
Okay, yes,
so
100% correct. We're just
excellent.
Highlighting that, you know, there's
right.
the
I just want to make that clear because.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple seeds planted. We need to see how they're going to turn out later. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Volker. Okay, Salvatore, we're up with the event throttling. Oh, or Christian, sorry.
So I'd like to go ahead and scope this back to just getting a hum from everybody that they want to finish this and take the technical issues.
Oh, this one for the overload?
Overload. No.
For this
one. Going up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that at the end, yeah? Or you want to do that? Sorry. No, we're not. No. I already said earlier when Hadrian's discussion ran over, we were eating into the open discussion time. So they get their few minutes, okay? We can try and keep it to.
I'm not trying to take this presentation away.
Can we get this one started, please?
Okay, well, let's get.
Mary, just real quick.
Yeah.
And I apologize, I was trying to take notes. And but Daryl Malice,
One question in regards to the overload draft. I mean, one is that I guess I'll make a comment is that I've read it and you know participated in a little bit of contributions to it. I think it's good. And my question is that is this done?
Okay. So
I mean, was the point made? Is that does the working group agree that this should be wrapped up?
I'm sorry, we were having a side discussion. I apologize. Yes, we're ready. As I said earlier, we're going to go ahead and working group last call, the problem statement model, et cetera. Okay? We're not doing solution yet.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I just wanted to make sure that we were going forward to working group last call
absolutely.
With the design draft.
Yeah, as soon as he updates the document, we'll start that off. And are you volunteering to be a reviewer for that, Daryl?
Sure. I'm going to fall on my face. I actually did just review the draft pretty thoroughly.
Okay.
And I think it's in good shape.
Okay, excellent. So if you can go ahead and send that to the list, it'd be great.